Did. It wasn't that dangerous though, was it, Jack?
No.
But the double lying could have uncomfortable consequences. And this lesson for me is all about duality. Duality creates spiritual detours. It creates ups and downs in life. Learning this truth as taught by Jesus Christ calls us to stay in our lane and not cross the double line. Not out of fear, but to embody peace, power. And when we hold divided thoughts like love and fear, hope and doubt, we create what I call spiritual congestion. You know, that feeling that creeps up and you don't know what to do with it. But we choose clarity, and guess what? Your spiritual lane opens wide. This is a powerful concept. Where are your thoughts? Are they on the good? Or are they on the bad? Or I took bad out of my vocabulary. Are they on those challenging thoughts, those negative thoughts? Are they on the light and the dark, or the joy and the sorrow? It's a chance to explore where it is you are on your spiritual journey. It's like a dance, a constant interplay of opposing forces that shape our lives. Sometimes we're in the lane closest to that double line and we might touch it a bit. And sometimes we stay in the lane of truth, stay in the spirit. You know, when I think about this, we can't just think positive thoughts and expect everything to magically fall in place, can we? Or can we? No, we can't. They're not going to just, nothing negative is going to avoid you. There will always be things that come into your life that are a challenge. But we have to actively guard our minds against negative incoming thoughts that bombard us daily. So what are some of these things? It's like a busy highway, isn't it? Anybody catch any news this morning or look on your cell phone? You hear so many things, don't we? I know the latest thing was this government thing of Social Security. Anybody hear any stories about that? Did you cross the double line or did you stay in your lane? Our lane is knowing that there's one presence, there's one power in the universe and in our lives. And guess what? If we hold on to that, if we build a collective thought, if we share these vibrations of prosperity for all, guess what? Things will begin to happen. You know, this is just like in the Old Testament. Remember all the wars they had, and then suddenly we come across a period where everybody is prospering. Then we go through a stage where there's wars again. Then we come up. We want to pull our thoughts in so that we know, that yes, there may be danger on the other side of the double line. But we want to derail that. Incoming comes in many forms. We want to cut the gossip. We want to cut the negativity. How do we do that? How do we keep our minds focused on peace, on our relationships, on our health, on the ability to manifest good in our lives? Well, Proverbs 4:23 tells us, Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. We know our heart is a sacred space. We know that's where we go to commune with our indwelling Christ. Our mind and our consciousness align with our heart's space. How do we guard that space? Well, first thing, you have to become aware. Are you aware of what you're thinking when you're not thinking? What do you wake up thinking in the morning? Is your first thought, praise God, I'm taking a breath and I'm moving in another day? That helps keep you on in your lane. The second step is to learn to discern between constructive criticism, the things that will help build you up, help stabilize you, and the destructive negativities. Anybody here get into a little gossip group? Or no, this just me, right? Sometimes we get caught up, don't we? And it goes back to that first step. Recognize when you're caught up. Put the brakes on that. Stay in your lane. Discern what's true and what's not true. If we're going to say one presence, one power, then all else is just an appearance. And it's not the truth about you. The third step is replacement. What do you do when something is not going quite right? You replace it with something else, right? If the thoughts that you're, if you're caught up in an argument, this is the easiest thing I can think of to explain it. If you're caught up in an argument, but suddenly you remember the first step, recognizing where you are, what lane you're in. You're too close to the double line if you're caught up in an argument. Then you take a step back and you replace that with something that's positive, something that's good, something that... Just think, sometimes I just say in an argument, I just say, okay, wait a minute, let's back up. I love you. Plain and simple. Let's come to a point where we can agree. So, fourth step. What do you imagine the fourth step would be? P and M. Prayer and meditation. If you don't have some type of prayer life, you're doing yourself a disjustice. If you're not taking time to look at the beauty of the earth and recognize how God is, that this beautiful picture can unfold in front of you, then you need to build yourself a prayer life. You know, we have the power of choice. Did you know that? We have the power of choice. Now, I could choose to cross that double line. Of course, I'm going to take the consequences, right? Because incoming may not be so kind to me if I cross the double line. Not only in traffic, but if I do it in my life. If I keep the negative vibes going, if I keep things stirred up, that's not going to give me that great feeling, that great choice, is it? Focus. I have to focus, and you do too. Where are you placing your energy? Are you cultivating a mindset of faith, hope, and love in the face of adversity. You know, adversity is in that incoming. Adversity is on the other side of that double line. What adversities are you facing? Are you facing them in faith? Are you facing them in love? Are you facing them knowing that there is always a way through hope and through peace? Now, I'm going to ask you this, and I want you to take 1 second. I'm going to pause a second for you to think about this. Can you think of a time when you've been caught up into duality thinking? Can you think of a time when you've been caught up in duality thinking? Few examples. Have you ever thought of us and then there's them or they? You ever have a conversation and it's always, well, they are, you know, you against them? How about lack against abundance? I don't have. I don't have. You are a vehicle of divine expression, traveling a highway of spiritual evolution, marking your soul's path, realizing that staying centered in your lane will always help you reach your destination. For me, if I stay centered in the spiritual lane, loving one another, what did Jesus Christ tell us to do? Love one another as I have loved you. Not love some people, but love one another as I have loved you. Place nothing before the Lord God. How many times do we let appearances take center stage? We let appearances be the means. We believe in appearances. We think that that's the way it is. You know, we have a responsibility to ourselves to live this high life, to let go of incoming things that may be bombarding you, to welcome the blessings that await us when we stay in our lane. So don't let all these news stories, don't let all these voices take over your life, because they are designed to provoke fear. Whom shall we fear if the Spirit of the Lord is in us? Whom shall we fear? No one. You have the power. You have the power. So just remember the steps. As you're going through things, as you're about to cross that double line, that line of negativity, that line of the incoming that may not be so warm and fuzzy, just remember your steps. Number one, recognize what it is. And, you know, a lot of times you can see right away. You can see through the appearance and know that's not the truth for you. It's not of God. The second step is to discern what's the truth and what's not. And if you're having trouble with that, come to some of our classes. Commercial break in there. Because you'll get a good understanding of discerning what is true and what is not true. The third is replace it. If that thought is bringing you down, lift yourself up. Get some scriptures. Replace it with something. I like, for one of the ones I really like is, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" There's nothing in the universe for me to fear. There's only one spirit, one presence, one power. And then after you do all that, add some prayer work to your day, even if it's just 2 minutes. You know, someone asked me, "Well, I can't pray." And you know, I said, "Can you say, 'Thank you, Lord'?" That's good. In the Bible, we have short prayers you can grab hold of. "The Lord is my shepherd." You have a lot that you can replace those negative thoughts and get them down in you. And last and not least, use your power. Be mindful of what you consume. News, entertainment, conversations you engage in. Surround yourself with positivity and uplifting influences. I always tell people, find prayer partners to help you stay in your lane. Philippians 4:8 instructs us. It says, "Finally, brethren and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things." Think on these things. And that will help you stay in your lane and not cross the double line. Let's pray. We want to open our meditation up with the Lord's Prayer. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So I want you to take a moment. You can close your eyes or focus on something in the room. But we want to take a few minutes apart. We want to connect. We want to feel the presence and the power of that Spirit moving in and throughout us in this very moment. We want to turn within and make that inward journey where we gather the strength to exercise our power of choice. And not only exercise our power of choice, but to know what the right experiences for ourselves are. So I invite you to breathe in, and as you release that breath, give yourself permission to take a moment to pause right here, right now. One power, one presence moving in and throughout not only the universe, but you. We are all travelers on this spiritual highway of life. And we're grateful that in our minds and our hearts, that as we move along in our lane, inspiration is there to lift us up, to inspire us to be better human beings. Love is there, enfolding and embracing us, letting us know we are worthy. Holy Spirit, we want to dwell in the consciousness of God. We want our souls to be enriched and nourished and centered in the oneness that we are. We want to feel that God is present everywhere in everything as absolute good. So, dear God, we thank you for the gift of this higher state of consciousness. We thank you for the power to choose our thoughts and shape our reality. We thank you for the ability to discern the incoming traffic of our lives. And so we take this moment right here, right now, to just feel your presence and your power moving in and throughout our very beings right here, right now. It's just a moment of entering into that sacred space for just a few moments of quiet. Right here, right now. And giving praise and thanks, dear God. We know you are filling us with your light, your love, so that we may live lives of joy and abundance and purpose. So for this and for all things, dear God, we give you thanks right here, right now. Standing in your power and presence. And for this we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and?
So it is.
So it is. Amen. In your inserts today, you have the affirmation for the week. And we want to affirm this together. First, beginning with ourselves, spiritual work always begins with us individually. So, I choose spiritual clarity and remain in my lane of divine knowing together. I choose spiritual clarity and remain in my lane of divine knowing. And now I want you to bring someone up, place them before you, who you feel may benefit from knowing this affirmation. And we want to send these vibrations out and affirm it for them together. You choose spiritual clarity and remain in your lane of divine knowing. And now is a sense of community, letting our words go forth and gather the strength and energy to bring all things divine into knowing. We affirm together, we choose spiritual clarity and remain in our lane of divine knowing. Amen to that.